Hola, everyone. Welcome to Tech Talk. Hope you're all doing great on this last weekend of August. Say it isn't so. I'm so in denial about the end of summer soon. But hey, what can you do? I especially feel bad for students who are trying to squeeze out the remaining weeks before they have to head back to the classroom. And I know some provinces start earlier than others. So depending on where you're hearing this, the kids may already be back to school already. Speaking of students, on Tech Talk this hour, we're going to chat back-to-school laptops with Asus, one of my favorite tech companies. That's in about 15 minutes from now. And towards the end of the show, my buddy Amber Mack will join us to share some back-to-school tech suggestions as well. You know, when she's not interviewing the Prime Minister like she was this past week, moderating a panel with him and the German Chancellor. So proud of her. Well, also on Tech Talk this hour, a new chatbot that teaches you CPR through bite-sized lessons. We'll also talk with Amazon about what's new with its Amazon Fire TV brand and so much more. All of this on an all-new Tech Talk powered by Chevrolet and its Chevy Bolt EV and Bolt EUV. I'll tell you about them both more in a few minutes from now. But first, let's officially kick off the show with our first interview. It's one of the biggest consumer tech brands from one of, if not the biggest tech companies and online retailers. I'm referring to Amazon Fire TV from Amazon. And for a refresher on the brand and what's new for 2022, we're joined by Daniel Rausch. He's VP of Entertainment Devices and Services for Fire TV at Amazon. Welcome to the show, Daniel. How's your summer going so far?
Hey, Mark. Thanks so much for having me. It's going great. I think, you know, people are out and about traveling. We're getting back to summer as usual.
Yeah, a bit of normalcy, which is nice to see. So, hey, before we talk about specific products, please give us a Fire TV 101, if you will, a bit of a refresher.
Sure, happy to. You know, I think at its core, the job of Fire TV is to make any television smarter. That's what we're all about. And that means a few things. That means helping customers, you know, make the leap if they haven't already to streaming, or give them a better streaming option on a TV that needs to be updated. That also means putting content first for customers, getting content out of all those apps that customers have, and they're not exactly sure which show is where, which movie is where, and what they're entitled to watch, say, for free versus needing to pay for. So the Fire TV UI is all about getting that content out so customers can just surf across what's available to them. And I think the last thing is sort of, you know, bringing the television into the world of the smart home with the deep integration with Alexa and all the other things that customers have around the home connected to the internet. They'll find great ways to connect their TV and the TV experience to those smart home devices.
Yeah.
Fire TV has sort of a product for every customer as well. So we have, you know, our great streaming sticks start from $29.99 all the way up through deeply integrated Fire TV, you know, in televisions, Toshiba and Insignia TVs, for example. Hisense TVs launched a bit earlier this year, and those come as Fire TVs right out of the box. So I think the full range of offers from sticks and our Fire TV Cube up through deeply integrated televisions is available for customers to choose.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you a bit more about your TV partnerships, including what's new, in a moment. But just anecdotally, I bought my 83-year-old mom an Amazon Fire TV enhanced Toshiba TV. So already built in, I had it set up so it automatically launches Amazon when she turns it on, and she finds it super intuitive. She loves having the captions turned on, and you can change the captions and all that for all the content that she watches, but super intuitive without breaking the bank as well. So it was perfect.
That's great.
Is it fair to say, Daniel, that Amazon Fire TV is probably best known for those sticks and cubes? And I'd love to also ask you about Luna Cloud Gaming, because there's also like e-readers and tablets and all that, but probably the streaming video services are most popular.
Yeah, happy to cover that. And I'll get to Luna as well. I would say we're probably best known for the sticks and cubes, as you say. You know, we have a full lineup of those. We actually find that the majority of customers that buy our sticks and cubes are upgrading what came out of the box as a so-called smart TV. So it's a TV that might already be ready to do streaming, but customers might be wanting to upgrade the user experience to Fire TV. And so customers can choose from, you know, a $29 stick was actually on sale for $12 at Prime Day, all the way up through a Fire TV Cube. That's a far field voice enabled cube. You can just ask Alexa to play whatever content you want from across the room, and she'll take care of everything from there. So we've got the full range of sticks and cubes. And then, of course, the integrations into the TV that it sounds like your mother's now enjoying as well. You know, we do offer a full range of services on those, whether that's, you know, our partners inside Amazon at Prime Video, Netflix, Disney Plus, everything you can imagine and every source that customers would want. And we're seeing customers want different types of experiences out of their TV too. It's not necessarily just for streaming, but we added that Luna game streaming option. That lets customers, you know, with one simple subscription, subscribe to get hundreds of games that they can play per month without a costly console. So instead of buying a, you know, hundreds or even thousands of dollars of computer equipment to play games, you can subscribe to Luna for a low price every month and game right on your Fire TV.
And again, you don't need a box. This is in the cloud, as they say. So all the processing power is done on your ends, on Amazon servers, and you can choose a game and within a few seconds, play it with a controller as if you had a machine in front of you that you do not need to buy.
That's right. These are console quality games, PC, you know, they're the kinds of games that someone would build a multi-thousand dollar PC setup for.
Right.
My sons, you know, have converted to gaming on Luna, and they each built their own PCs with hard-earned, you know, lawn mowing dollars. And, you know, they find the experience simple, intuitive, and I certainly love that it doesn't break the bank.
Yeah, awesome. So you mentioned some of those TV brands earlier. I wanted to ask you about what's new. I understand. So you mentioned Hisense. I'm familiar with that brand, but there's an emerging brand that becoming absolutely huge, and it's Xiaomi, spelled X-I-A-O-M-I. So I understand that there are some Xiaomi TVs that have Fire TV built in as well.
That's right. Yeah. And you say Xiaomi, I say Xiaomi.
Like show me the money.
Right. Well, yeah. They are growing like gangbusters. Actually, one of the biggest names in consumer electronics globally. Yeah. I'm not sure if all of your listeners have heard of it, but they offer amazing, you know, they sort of started on the phones, amazing capable phones that, you know, come out of the box and you'd imagine that they're maybe $1,000 and they're, you know, a few hundred. So that was really what the growth driver of their business was.
Yeah. I had them on my show last week to give us the skinny on all their solutions.
Yeah. Sure. It's just amazing the success of that company. And, you know, we love finding partners that want to listen to customers and develop great products. So we have launched TVs with Xiaomi in Europe now. Customers there are loving them. You know, they're, again, I think very value oriented. Here in the US, we launched Hisense TVs a few months ago with Fire TV built in. And, you know, that's building on successes with, you know, great brands like Toshiba and Pioneer, for example, here in the US. So we're really excited about the set of partners that are adopting Fire TV.
We are chatting with Daniel Rausch. He is Vice President of Entertainment Devices and Services for Fire TV at Amazon. Let's chat about those who wear hearing aids. Talk to us about the importance of ASHA support.
Yeah, you know, ASHA stands for Audio Streaming for Hearing Aids. So, you know, it's sort of intuitive. The National Institute on Deafness reports that 15% or almost 40 million Americans over 18 report some hearing loss. Wow. And nearly 30 million U.S. adults could benefit from using hearing aids. This past spring, we partnered with Starkey to bring audio streaming for hearing aids to Fire TV Cube as the first of our devices to improve audio for hearing aids. And this lets a customer directly set up their hearing aids with Fire TV so that they can enjoy that stream. They can adjust the volume on their own. You know, I have my father and mother who have reached the age where hearing aids really benefit them. Mm-hmm. And they love this integration. They were able to test it and let me know how great it was. And I think in particular, they love being able to tune to their own needs, which they're so used to with hearing aids.
Mm-hmm. Before we wrap up, you mentioned Alexa earlier. This support in your devices, does it allow you to use your voice to ask for something to watch only, or does it also serve as like an Echo smart speaker where you can ask it weather, facts, control your smart home, all that kind of stuff?
Well, first of all, anything you can do with Alexa is available on your Fire TV. All those things you just mentioned and more are available, whether that's weather, you're looking for a certain fact, or you're looking to turn on your smart lights in the room or dim them for a movie. All that's available. Customers, of course, much of the time are using Alexa with Fire TV to find their favorite shows, movies, music and more. Whatever content they're looking for, you can simply say, Alexa, play the next episode of Reacher, and you're into that content. So it's actually the sort of the fastest and easiest way to find the content you're looking for or to get recommendations. You might say, play something on Netflix, for example, and Alexa would open the app and kick off the play something experience and get a great recommendation from a partner like that.
Very cool. I don't think a lot of our listeners know that you can do all those other things, though, like make free phone calls, set timers, play games. All right, let's now wrap up on something out of the home, and that's Fire TV Auto.
Yeah, with Fire TV, our goal is to entertain customers wherever they want to be entertained. And of course, customers would love to be more entertained when they're on a long trip. I know my kids would love to be better entertained in the cars. We partnered with Stellantis to introduce Fire TV for auto with their lineup of Wagoneers and Grand Wagoneers. Since we've expanded, you know, it's very popular with customers, to their Grand Cherokee and Chrysler Pacifica lines. Ford has built it into Expedition and Lincoln Navigator. And recently we had an integration we're so proud of with the back seat of BMWs, a beautiful broad cinematic screen. It's almost like driving around with the drive-in movie theater with you instead of driving to the drive-in. It's so beautiful in the back seat. And, you know, I think customers love that they can choose whatever program they want, you know, on whatever screen is in front of them. Not everybody has to watch the same thing. And as, you know, automakers are increasingly adding screens to the car to entertain passengers, we're happy to be there with Fire TV.
Hey, Daniel, it's been great chatting with you. Daniel Rausch has been our guest. Is there a website you could recommend to learn more about Fire TV as a platform?
Yeah, Mark, it's been great to talk to you too. I really appreciate it. If customers are looking to find out more about Amazon Fire TV, they can go to the blog at amazonfiretv.blog.
Amazonfiretv.blog. That's it. Okay. Good to chat with you again, Daniel. Have a great rest of your summer. Thanks again.
Thanks a lot. Enjoy yours as well.
This show, Tech Talk, is powered by Chevrolet Canada. Charge up and go places with the Chevrolet Bolt EUV, the affordable electric crossover that moves with the current of life. What does an all-electric future look like? It looks sleek with bold styling that gives way to a roomy, refined interior with seating for up to five. It looks bright with an available illuminated charge port for convenience and flair. The future looks like the Chevrolet Bolt EUV. Electric, now for everyone. Let's bolt. Visit Chevrolet.ca for more. When we return on Tech Talk, we're going to chat with Asus about what to look for in a back-to-school laptop. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome, everyone. You're listening to Tech Talk. Well, it's back-to-school time. And while the kids might not be so happy, at the very least, there's some cutting-edge technology to help them ease back into the classroom. And when it comes to laptops, many will be used for school and play. Of course, only after their homework is done, right? Well, I'm thrilled to have on the show Vernon Coutinho from Asus, my favorite laptop brand. Vernon is Senior Director of North American Consumer Sales at Asus North America. Nice to chat with you again, Vernon. How's your summer so far?
It's great, Mark. Thank you. Back on the road traveling again. So awesome. Things are getting back to normal, sort of.
Good to hear. Yeah, me too. Now, before we hear what's new for back to school, please tell us about Asus. They've been around since 89. Isn't that right?
That's right. We've been in this business a long time, Mark. Asus is a very innovative company. Our tagline's In Search of Incredible. We are known for our passion in delivering really awesome performance-based products with great design. Mm-hmm. What people might not realize is we're one of the top three consumer PC brands in the world. And we make everything from notebook, desktop, routers, motherboards, graphic cards, monitors, and the like. And of course, we are very popular in the gaming community. So if you have any gamer that you know, they more than likely would highly recommend Asus products.
Yeah, they may know the brand as ROG or Republic of Gamers, but that is a sub-brand within the Asus family. And yes, Vernon, the last sales report I read had Asus as the number three laptop company in the world in terms of sales, which is fantastic. Congratulations. And by the way, I'm recording this interview right now on a ZenBook Flip S that I've had for almost 5 years. And I have to tell you, it works just as good today as it did back when I first booted it up. I kid you not. And speaking of laptops, Vernon, let's now walk through the different laptop brands under the Asus umbrella. We'll get to ROG or Republic of Gamers a little bit later, but aside from that, there's five other brands: ZenBook, VivoBook, StudioBook, ExpertBook, and Chromebook. Where do you want to start? How do we explain to the listeners the differences between those brands?
Absolutely, Mark. We do have a different class of products for different usage. So let's start with the back to school or the elementary school students.
Sure.
For them, I would highly recommend our Chromebook line as well as the VivoBook Go line. So if your school's using Chrome in the classroom, Chromebooks is very easy. All the assignments are on that, and it's they're designed for younger students. No viruses, everything is controlled, and you still have a great experience and a much more robust experience because you're connected with your teachers at school. You normally have a Chrome address.
Right.
If your school is on Windows, then you can also use a Windows 11S, and that's our VivoBook Go line. So that's kind of the entry point into our laptop. We have also our Vivobook line. So that's what we would call a youthful line of laptops. They are cutting edge design. They're more vibrant. They're also performance based. So this is what we would classify for mainstream users. So your elementary school, kind of high end students, it's your general purpose laptop. It does a lot. It's also thin and light. That's we really focus on that design. They look really nice too. So this is not your 5-year-old laptop. These look really fantastic.
All right, got it. Chromebook runs on the Chrome OS, fast boot up times. They're lean, they're secure, and they're often more affordable. And as you suggested, they're often ideal for younger students and connected to, you know, Google Classroom and all that. And then Vivobooks are Windows powered PCs. They're fantastic sort of everyday PCs, colorful, lightweight, often powerful as well. So great for students of any age. And we should tell our listeners, Vernon, that for pricing, we'd encourage people to go to asus.com because often the stores, the retailers will often have a lower price. Could we continue now with ExpertBooks? I would assume this is more of a performance machine.
Yes, ExpertBooks is really designed for office use. They are more robust. They're also for businesses. They have other things on them like a TPM.
And what's TPM, Vernon?
TPM is a Microsoft created product that basically guarantees your reliability on your network.
Okay.
So the security is more robust on those laptops.
Understood. Yeah. Hence being more ideal for businesses. Got it.
Absolutely. If you move up from there, one of my favorite family of products is a ZenBook family. My daughter, who's in the fourth year university now, also uses this.
Well, congrats.
ZenBooks are actually designed as ultra compact and performance laptops. So these are higher end laptops. Most of them, in fact, probably all of them are metal chassis. So they're very rugged, thin and light, as I said, and they have amazing screens. So if you're a student or someone on the go a lot, like you're traveling a lot on work, this is the laptop for you. They're thin. Obviously, a lot of people don't understand that students travel a lot, especially I'm talking about university students. They use their laptops from classroom to classroom and go back and forth in the dorm, go back home or go back to university. So this is perfect for them. Very robust. Most of them are military grade laptops. That means they're drop tested, they're heat tested, you know, spill proof tested. So if you're going to university and you want a 4-year robust laptop that looks fantastic, that is thin and light, has great screen and great battery life, ZenBook is probably the best for you.
Yeah, that's, again, is the one that I've been using for several years. And I'm often stopped at airports asking what it is because it's so thin and they like the touchscreen. Some are convertible, so they can convert from a laptop to a tablet and back again by twisting the screen around. And we should also mention, Vernon, that the ZenBook family often has a second screen integrated around the keyboard itself. Can we explain that before we move on?
Yeah, so this is one of our innovative products where we've had a dual screen on the laptop. So right where your keyboard is, you also have a second screen. It's amazing if you're doing productivity. You can, for example, have your spreadsheet open on one screen. You can have a calculator on the other, or you can be typing notes on there and have Spotify on the other. So it's really like having two screens, just like you would have a second screen on your desk. This is a second screen, but it's right on the laptop. So you could be in classroom and then you still have two screens and do two different things at the same time. It's amazing.
Sometimes it's integrated into the trackpad itself, and other times that second screen is just below the primary one.
Yes, that's right. The trackpad one can also double up as a numeric keypad. So if you have to enter numbers, that's an easy way to do it. And then if you have a full second screen, you can do everything if your main screen can do on there.
Fantastic. We are chatting with Vernon Cutino, Senior Director of North American Consumer Sales at Asus North America, asus.com, to learn about this family of laptops they have. We've learned about the Vivobook and Chromebook, ZenBook, and ExpertBook. Let's now hear about StudioBooks, and then we'll end off on ROG laptops.
Yes, so StudioBook is a new class of laptops that we introduced quite recently. We've realized that there's a ton of people that are into the creative space. So your YouTubers, your video editing, your graphic designers, they really need super powerful laptops, and they have specific needs. For example, if you're doing Adobe and you want to edit your video, you need a little dial to stop your video at the exact same spot. So these are the things that those laptops are designed for. They are absolutely really powerful, less mobile. Obviously, they are still laptops. You can take them anywhere you would like. However, their main focus is performance.
Right.
So these are the really high-end laptops specifically designed for video editing, design, animation, and those kind of needs.
As we mentioned earlier, Vernon, there's also the gaming line of laptops, the ROG family. What's new there?
Oh, the ROG laptops. So if you have gamers, and I do have a couple in my family too,
Myself as well. Yeah.
I'm sure we all know gamers. They are very passionate. So the Republic of Gamers, the laptops that we have is a really class leading gaming laptops. If you have a gamer and you also are looking for something that's worth using it back to school time frame, you might want to consider the G series from the Republic of Gamers. These are thin and light gaming laptops. They actually don't look like gaming laptops, but they still have that performance. So it's still portable. Absolutely my favorite laptop. They have been reviewed by pretty much everyone and best in class in pretty much every single review. So if you're considering a gaming laptop, I would strongly suggest you look at the G14 or G15 lineup. It's available both online and at multiple retailers, especially Best Buy.
All right. So that's the G family. And then as we wrap up, Vernon, are there any other features worth looking into?
I think something that's really new this year is a bunch of laptops with OLED in them. So OLED screens, I'm sure most of you would know, you know, you might have a phone that has OLED, or if you bought a new cutting edge TV, there's also OLED screens. And we've now introduced them to our family of laptops. So you would see that in VivoBook and ZenBook laptops. I would strongly recommend that if you're visiting a store to please have a look at OLED laptops. The screen, the brightness, the battery life on these laptops are absolutely amazing. So that's something that's brand new this year. Another new class of families this year, Mark, is Evo laptop. So this is an Intel branded name. What that really does is give you a designation that this laptop is really designed for the mobile user. It has the best screen, best battery life, the best reliability, and uses really high-end parts. If you're looking for a mobile laptop that has absolutely the best technology in it, look for the Evo designation on them. And we have a whole bunch of Evo laptops, both in our VivoBook family as well as in the ZenBook family.
Awesome. Yeah, that little sticker or badge on the corner of the laptop, or if you're on their website, it'll have that Evo tag that verifies that it checks all the boxes, right? Instant startup times, Wi-Fi 6 performance, multiple ports, fast processor, long battery life. Fantastic. Yeah, I often recommend Intel Evo. Asus.com for more info. Our guest has been Vernon Coutinho. Thank you so much for joining us, Vernon. Great to chat with you again, and hope your travels continue to go smoothly.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
When we return on Tech Talk, we're going to learn about a chatbot that teaches you CPR with bite-sized lessons through your mobile phone. Stick with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Tech Talk, brought to you in part by the LG ProBake Convection Slide-In Range with Air Sous Vide and Air Fry. Experience consistently cooked proteins, veggies, and more in vacuum-sealed bags that lock in flavor and aroma. But if you're craving a crispy dish without the guilt, the Air Fry feature quickly circulates high heat to achieve crispy results. Learn more about the LG ProBake Convection Slide-In Range with Air Sous Vide and Air Fry at lg.ca. You hungry? It's no secret technology is transforming every industry for the better. Thankfully, that includes healthcare and emergency situations with that. While it sounds like science fiction, there's a new chatbot called Aiden that's designed to teach you CPR and first aid through easy-to-follow, bite-sized text messages. Joining us to discuss is Dr. Carl Black, medical director and co-founder at AidenCPR.com. He's also an interventional and neuroradiologist. Thank you, Dr. Black, for your time. Nice to chat with you.
Nice to chat with you, Mark. Thank you.
So I'm eager to learn all about Aiden, and I think my listeners will be as well. So this is a chatbot. Maybe we can start off with explaining what a chatbot is and what is Aiden all about?
Yeah, great question. So chatbots are used in a number of industries. The reason that a chatbot is successful is that it creates a micro-learning environment where you have interactions in a piecemeal way with whoever's using it. If there's a broad subject to learn, sometimes that can be intimidating. Or if you are in the process of learning something, you perhaps attended a course, for example, in this case, a CPR course, there's a lot to remember and it can be intimidating. And then the lapse between learning all that material and actually applying it can be significant. So a chatbot will piece it up and tee it up in smaller elements and interact with somebody so that they can retain it better. The chatbot is basically like a digital learning assistant.
Okay. A lot of our listeners are going to be familiar with chatbots if they've ever talked online on a website with a store, a text-based conversation, and they're asking questions or making comments, and then they're getting a very quick and human-like response back. But it is, in fact, in many cases, a chatbot or a robotic, an AI assistant that only kicks over to a real human once it can't figure out what you're asking. But for the most part, they're getting smarter and smarter. So it's interacting with technology. technology in a conversational like way. And this is what Aiden is all about, but focusing on CPR. So let's hear about this solution.
We've worked on many medical applications that range from, you know, recovering from surgery, for example, after a knee replacement surgery or a hip replacement surgery, to helping women through pregnancy. We've developed chatbots that help people with cancer, with weight loss, a lot of other clinical indications. What we realized is there's actually a big need in the public arena for learning and retaining the basic components of successful CPR or effective CPR. Because it statistically, if all of us are probably going to encounter someone with a medical emergency, what you'll find is when somebody needs CPR, they collapse, they're either having a heart attack or some type of irregular heart rhythm, or they're choking on something, that people often look like a deer in the headlights.
Yeah.
And they'll freeze because they get nervous and their nerves get the best of them. And unless you're able to spontaneously think of what the next steps are, even simple things like basic CPR go undelivered while people just stare and wait for someone else to come along. And sometimes, unfortunately, waiting for someone else to come along can be too late.
Yeah.
And so that's our real push with CPR, because CPR, number one, is important. Everybody should know basic CPR, in my opinion. If we are going to know it, it has to feel natural and it has to be spontaneous. And that's where Aiden comes in, because Aiden can help people feel more comfortable, where they don't have to think, wow, what did I learn in that class? What was the next step? Even if it's basic.
Mm-hmm. All right. So with that in mind, please walk us through how it works. All right. So there's an emergency somewhere, you're at home or at a restaurant, someone needs CPR. So how do you enable this chatbot?
The American Heart Association has a CPR curriculum, basic life support, that's available to the general public. Those kind of emergencies can range from someone dealing with a heart attack to someone perhaps that is choking on something. I remember a time with my own kids that my daughter was very, very young and was choking on a piece of pizza. And there were several adults in the room when I walked in and saw them panicked. And she was actually starting to turn bluish and was in obvious respiratory distress. It is impressed on my mind how necessary this is, because despite having caregivers around her and adults that theoretically would know how to deal with this, everybody was just frozen.
Yeah.
But if you know how to handle choking, in just a few minutes, I was able to help her and help the get the pizza out of her airway, and then she was able to start breathing again. And that's just a small example. If somebody passes out on a subway, what should you do next?
Yeah. Part of my ignorance, if someone's choking, wouldn't that be more like a Heimlich maneuver?
Yeah, but that's all part of what we're treating. CPR is a broad term for dealing with medical emergencies that the general public should know how to
do. Oh, I see. So it's an umbrella term. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I always think of like chest compressions with CPR. Yeah.
And that's good. You should think of that. But there are some things that you do before that, especially in kids. And if somebody's obviously, if you're at a table and you witness somebody choking, you're not going to initially need to do chest compressions. It might come to that later.
Right.
But initially, like you said, you need to know how to do a Heimlich. But yeah. Aiden helps reinforce some of those concepts. A checklist in your mind might be a better way to think about. And because Aiden interacts with someone over a period of time and it can be repeated, then it reinforces small concepts that become second nature.
Okay. So it's not something that you may enable at that point in time. It's something okay. All right. Thanks for the clarification.
Yeah. I wouldn't want any of your listeners, your audience, to think that you'd pull out your phone and say, Aiden.
Yeah. Because I would think you'd panic and you're going to forget how to enable that. So let's say it's not an emergency situation, but you want to keep up on how to perform CPR. How do you use Aiden?
Okay. Perfect. Yeah. That's exactly where Aiden's going to be used.
Got it.
No emergencies. You're calm. You want to learn CPR. This is not meant to actually substitute for a hands-on CPR course where you are learning chest compressions, where you are learning the Heimlich maneuver or an automatic external defibrillator. So if you take that, then using Aiden, you can reinforce that. And this could be used as an ongoing refresher course. It could teach you the basics of CPR, but still it's better to have perhaps a more formal online course to help you. But in that environment, over several days, after you've interacted with Aiden, you're going to feel much more comfortable about a CPR in an environment where everybody's panicked.
We're chatting with Dr. Carl Black. He is the medical director and co-founder at AidenCPR.com. That's AidenCPR.com. This is a chatbot that can teach you the mechanics or the basics of CPR, performing CPR in the event of an emergency. So do you need a phone? Is that because a chatbot is usually a text message or a messaging service of some sort?
So you just need a device that will handle messaging. This is sent through SMS.
Okay, so a phone then. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's easy. Go to our website. You basically there you can purchase Aiden for a group or for an individual. And once it's activated, you simply text a keyword to the number that's provided and Aiden will launch on your phone.
All right. And then because it's a chat bot, it's like a conversation. There's a back and forth there where it'll teach you the basics.
Testing what you're retaining. Mm-hmm. And depending on your answer, if you get a wrong answer, if you need a different direction, or if you have, you can text a keyword, then it will reinforce those concepts. It also takes you through a few clinical scenarios of situations where somebody is experiencing an emergency. What do you do in those situations?
So I guess my last question, Dr. Black, is, you know, there's no shortage of information online. It's not always accurate, but think if you Googled how to perform CPR or you go to YouTube or what have you, you could probably get virtual lessons. And as you suggested, it's nowhere near as good as actually taking a course. But what does the chatbot part bring to the table? Like, why is that interesting to you?
Excellent question. The reason it's interesting is it creates a micro-learning environment. There is a plethora of information, excellent information on the web. So there, to learn CPR, you can go to any number of resources, but it's all about retaining it. That's where a chatbot shines, because it creates a micro-learning environment where it's pieced out to you over time.
Mm, okay, I appreciate that. Thank you. And then you hinted at cost. So as we wrap up, the website again is AidenCPR.com, AidenCPR.com. And what is the pricing for an individual or a group, like a family?
So the pricing per an individual is around $7 per license. And then for groups of up to 10 is a bulk pricing that's around $50.
Okay, and that's a one-time fee.
One-time fee, yeah.
Okay, AidenCPR.com. Thank you so much for your time, Dr. Black. I appreciate the conversation and information.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it.
When we return on Tech Talk, we're going to chat with tech expert Amber Mack about some great gear for back to school. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Tech Talk, everyone. Hope you're having a great weekend so far. We're going to chat with my buddy Amber Mack in a moment about some back to school gear, kind of an extension of what we were chatting about earlier in the show with Asus. When it comes to laptops, Amber will cover that as well and some other recommended gadgets to help a student of any age. But first, a huge and sincere thank you to Chevrolet Canada for supporting Tech Talk over the years. The Chevrolet Bolt EUV is available for pre-order. This is an affordable electric crossover that moves with the current of life. So it's an SUV, but all electric. So you just plug it in overnight, juice it up, and you can get hundreds of kilometers on a single charge. Great pickup and performance, all the bells and whistles you want, like CarPlay and Android Auto. And it's very roomy for up to five. You can check it out or tech it out at Chevrolet.ca. With back to school just a few short days away, cue the eye rolling, students, it's a good time to get organized when it comes to your technology. Joining us now with some essential tech tips for a smooth September is tech expert, supermom, and friend of this show, Amber Mack. Hi, Amber. Thanks for coming back on.
Hey, Mark. Thanks so much for having me. I can't believe that it's back to school. The summer flew by as always.
I used to get so depressed this time of year because, you know, it's getting dark earlier and, you know, school is looming and here we are. But at the very least, kids today have access to so much tech that can help them out, both during school hours, during their 9 to 5 school life, as well as their downtime, their 5 to 9 playtime, let's say, after homework, of course. And the first product that you wanted to start off with, I think, can serve as double duty here. It's a new laptop.
Yeah. So I think a lot of parents are thinking about what type of laptop should I buy? I know you've written even recently a great article on this topic. And it was a really good read. And I wanted to recommend one of my favorites. It's the Acer Swift 3 Intel Evo. This is a really lightweight laptop. It has 10.5 hours of battery life. It's Intel Evo certified. certified, so you know that it's passed some great quality and performance standards, great connectivity as well, and really all around, I think parents need to think about not just buying a laptop for the school year, but something that is long-lasting and really future-proofing their decision.
Yeah, I often say you don't want to have buyer's remorse by going with something that's underpowered or with very little storage or poor battery performance just because it fit your budget. I always say if you can, try to squeeze a little bit more by doing your research or waiting an extra month or two to try to find a great deal. And then I often say buying a laptop is like buying clothes for kids. You know, go an extra size or two bigger than you need now. And as a mom of a 11 or 12 year old, you get that.
Yeah, totally. I love that. I'm going to steal that from you. Go a size bigger.
Right? So you can squeeze more out of it. But I know that often comes with a slightly higher price tag. With that in mind, how much is the Acer Swift 3?
Yeah, so you can check out online in terms of the prices. I've seen it for a number of different prices, but on average, you know, around $1,000, sure. You know, give or take a bit of that budget. But you're exactly right. I mean, this is a laptop that you would buy that would last you for years. So it's a really great choice. And I think what we've seen is that, of course, kids these days, really at all ages, need a good quality laptop, but especially in those upper years, like my son, you know, getting into junior high and high school.
Awesome. And I'm glad you brought up Intel Evo, that little badge or sticker that you would often see in the corner of your laptop that does certify that it meets stringent requirements like fast boot up times, long battery life, a powerful processor, fast Wi-Fi 6 connectivity, multiple ports on the side, you know, like Thunderbolt and all that. So like that, Intel kind of takes the guesswork out of it for you by certifying that it has all of those things that you definitely want. So that's the Acer Swift 3. And speaking of getting online, definitely Wi-Fi is something that is often overlooked, especially if it's been a few years since you've upgraded your router or your mesh system, because the more devices we have on our network at the same time really bogs down performance. So talk to us about what's new here.
Yeah, so we've talked about this before on the show in terms of a whole home mesh Wi-Fi system. So what I wanted to recommend is the TP-Link Deco XE75. This is a new product from TP-Link. So you can think about having these devices. You can get them in a 2-pack or a 3-pack. You would place one on every floor, for example, to kind of blanket the house in Wi-Fi. It will cover up to a 5,500 square foot home, which is a massive home. And it even gives parents lots of controls within the app to do things such as pause the internet for homework time. But really, you're kind of creating these fast lanes to the internet highway. And I think that's what we're thinking about as more and more of us are using more devices.
All right. And I like with these mesh systems that it's modular. If you want to add more pucks or hubs in different rooms over time, you can. But out of the box, you get two or three, like you will with the TP-Link Deco XE75 solution. And it's not just faster speeds and broader range, but as you said, support for more simultaneous devices on the network and also parental controls, which I know moms and dads like a lot, often with an app that lets you manage it all. And how much does that mesh system start at?
So you'll see different prices depending on where you go. So you know, around between $450, $500 for the system for the 2-pack. And also I should say that it's Wi-Fi 6E. I'm sure you've talked a lot about this, Mark, in terms of this new standard of Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. You'll also notice more and more that devices that you're buying are Wi-Fi 6E compatible. I don't want to overwhelm people, but basically you can just think about it as, you know, having faster access. That's probably the simplest way to put it.
Or like how you said it, which I like, having more lanes on the super information highway, if you will, which is a great analogy. All right. So we are talking with Amber Mack. She is a digital lifestyle expert and a frequent guest on this program. We're talking back to school tech. It would be remiss not to acknowledge the fact that we're letting our kids access the internet, often without a adult supervision nearby, like parents are working. So how can you help make sure that your kids and their devices are protected when you can't always be there?
Yeah, I mean, this is just a reality, right? There are so many threats out there when it comes to malware and spyware. And one way that you can help to keep all of those devices protected, your kids' devices that they're taking to school or devices in the home, is to think about security software. So Norton 360 Deluxe is one example that I've been using in my home with all of our devices. So a few things you can do, like I said, it helps helps to protect you from those threats that exist. You can also use it through some of the features that can help to minimize online distractions. This is something a lot of people probably don't think about, but for example, there are parental controls built in, so you can block certain sites that you deem either, you know, inappropriate for your kid, or maybe you just want them to focus more on homework. You can also use a feature that allows you to have a VPN, a virtual private network, for online privacy. Probably a little bit better for those older kids, you know, in college, who are going out and using the internet in a cafe, for example. So yeah, this really is all about protection.
All right. Norton 360 Deluxe starts at only $49 for the year. That's a discounted rate. And it gives you protection for up to 5 devices. And that could be a combination of Windows, Mac, Android, or iOS. So that's iPhone and iPad. There's up to 50 gigabytes of free cloud backup included, which is handy for protecting your files and parental controls, as Amber said. I love your videos, by the way, on social media. I've seen them on Twitter about Norton 360 and protecting your family and their devices with this suite of software solutions, which is great.
Something I think all of us are just sort of paying more attention to. It just feels like the threats are increasing. And so we all have to pay attention to this.
Mm-hmm. The irony, I guess, is that as parents, our job is to protect our kids, yet they understand the internet better than us. So this is where we need tools like this to help out parents, you know, who might feel like Luddites in this digital age. Why don't we end off? Look, it's been a tough year, you know, economically for many with inflation. So why don't we end off with considering a refurbished product, but with a guarantee?
Yeah. So eBay Refurbished is an excellent place to go if you want those like new products from those big brand names. So what's great is that you can get access to all of the top tech brands here. So they have a really excellent program, also includes eBay's money back guarantee. So you really have peace of mind when you're buying refurbished. For example, I just got a Samsung tablet that is from eBay Refurbished, and it's like new right out of the box. I'm sure you've had a similar experience in terms of it's pretty amazing how much money you can save, up to 50% on some items.
All right. So the website is ebay.ca/refurbished. And if it's a certified refurbished, it's backed by a 2-year warranty. If it's the regular refurbished, it could be 1 year. So it gives you all of that there in plain English, but you have nothing to lose because you do get that guarantee if it doesn't live up to its promise, but lots of tech there. Amber, always great chatting with you. Thanks so much for carving out some time to talk this back to school season.
Hey, thanks so much. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
As we wrap up another Tech Talk, while we often talk about new technology on this program, it's important to properly recycle your old tech, your end-of-life electronics. Simply visit recyclemyelectronics.ca, type in your postal code or your address, and you'll find one of the many drop-off locations near you. By responsibly recycling your end-of-life electronics with recyclemyelectronics.ca, you're keeping them out of landfills and the waste stream, and you're helping to recover and recycle valuable resources, which could then be put back into manufacturing. When it comes to our devices, the future is literally in your hands. Don't let it go to e-waste. That website again is recyclemyelectronics.ca.
We always end off on that little PSA, an important one.
Well, I hope you have a great rest of your weekend, everyone. Thank you for tuning into Tech Talk, and I look forward to catching up with you next weekend for another episode of Tech Talk over the Labor Day long weekend. All the best, everyone. Be well. Ciao.